Attention all units. Make a podcast. The SAFD Heat Podcast. Start now.
From beautiful downtown San Antonio, deep in the belly of the beast at Public Safety Headquarters, this is SAFD Heat. Here is your host, Woody.
Wow, so we have a podcast with Joe Arrington here. Wait, hold on. Where are you? Oh, sorry.
Don't even have my mic
on. I'm sorry.
Jeez.
It's been so long since you were in that chair.
You know, I knew as soon as we started trash talking.
Yeah. Well, because I find it funny. I don't know if I do this on purpose and I just don't realize I'm doing it, but you were just on vacation.
No, I had a couple of days. I was fishing with some of my best friends.
That's called vacation.
Well, whatever.
Yes. And so then you came back from your vacation. Today, you're back.
Yeah.
And then you leave again for another vacation.
You're welcome. Yes. You're welcome for gracing you with my presence.
Yes. So then
you take a couple of days, last minute fishing trip with your buddies.
No, nothing wrong with
14
it.
14 firefighters fishing together. You're solving the world's problems. And then now I got to go be responsible and take my family places.
Wow. If I could have somehow planted some sort of recording device on that trip with all those firefighters.
Not. That's when you go far. So there's no phone service. Mm-hmm. You know, you just fish and solve the world's problems.
That would have been so awesome.
It was great.
Yeah. Then we didn't even need this podcast. You could just you had the committee there. You had, everything.
We had everyone from 20 plus years in to 20 plus days in.
Nice.
So there was a lot of trash talking. It was good times. It was really good.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, glad. I forgot what you looked like. It's been so long because I was on vacation before your vacation.
Oh no! So now the truth comes out.
We haven't seen each other in a month.
I mean, I've missed you.
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah. Uh-huh, whatever.
Yeah.
I wasn't invited on that fishing trip, by the way.
Never.
Just wanted to point that out.
Top secret.
So, we have a wonderful guest today, and it's been a while since our last podcast. Our last podcast, by the way, our last two podcasts were the most listened to that we have done since we launched this years ago.
It's amazing.
Almost made it to 15, Joe.
Awesome. 14. Yes.
I was going to round up because it was going to sound better.
Ratings. But, you have to round up.
Seriously. We're going back to the last couple of podcasts, and we were talking about some initiatives that we had launched here in the department. The first one being all about mental health.
Right.
And then after that, we did cancer awareness as well. And so it was really cool to see how many people not only went to the new websites that we have set up with resources, but also listened to the podcasts, the series number in the thousands for those two. So that's
hard-hitting stuff, man. I mean, it hits close to home, so it draws an automatic audience, I think.
Yeah.
It's good.
So we wanted to get some updates since then. So here we have, all the way from across the street, Dr. Graham.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How about you guys?
Great.
Good.
Doing good.
Good, good, good. So let's go back a few months to when we did that stand down and we launched all these initiatives and we went at it hard with posters and stickers in the stations and magnets and the podcast and a new web page. And so how have things been for you since then as far as your perspective with the field reaching out?
Oh, it's been great. I mean, as busy as ever, it always is around here. But I want to say that I think even more so since then, people have been reaching out and asking questions and looking for resources and overall doing a better job of just checking on each other.
Mm, good.
I think was the initial goal,
was
knowing the signs, like the posters say, know the signs and look. Watch out for each other, see how you can help. And it's great to hear that steps are.
I think
made.
So too. You know, I kind of old school was let's stay out of each other's business.
Right.
But we really know that if you're working with somebody 24 hours a day, you probably know as much as anybody else does
Absolutely.
About how they're doing. And if they're going through a tough time, we need to ask them about it.
For sure.
That's good to hear because we could get a lot of web hits. We could get a lot of podcast listens.
Right.
But if more people aren't reaching out, this is what you do for us. This mm-hmm. is how you fit into this family. So if you're not seeing an improvement, then we need to double our efforts, I guess.
you're 100% right. That's great. You know, web traffic and listens are great, but at the end of the day, is it making a
results.
difference? And to hear that, that click through, if you will, is happening all we can do, I think, is encourage it to continue to,
absolutely,
to take those steps in the right direction.
Yeah. And I don't think we're done yet. We're going to continue to grow the service and continue to reach out.
Really?
No, never, never. Not with mental health.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And another thing that was very encouraging is how quickly all the listens came in for the podcast and how quickly people went to the webpage. And so,
well, I think it's for firefighters, I can say that I think it's admitting that we might have a chink in the armor, if you will, is a huge ask.
Sure.
And so the fact that we're trying to erase that stigma, we're saying, no, we're talking about it on this. We're talking about it in person. You know, take away that protective shield, if you will, and say, hey, I'm vulnerable.
Sure.
You know, and if I am, then you can be too, and we can be in it together. So I think that hopefully these little, you know, the posters, the stickers, the podcasts, the websites start to say that, hey, we can let those walls down. Mm-hmm. We are a family. We can take care of one another. We have resources with you and with our peer support and with, sure, everything. And obviously this new resource we're going to talk about here in a little while, but it's, so I think it's a step in the right direction, but like you said, it's never going to be done. No. So it's something that we have to continually work on. How do we plant that seed with our youngest, you know, with our cadets, our probies,
sure,
our 2-year guys and girls? How do we plant that seed that, like, maybe they never put that wall up, mm-hmm, that us, you know, old farts have.
Right.
So how do we, you know, that's, I think that'll be a huge step, is if we can plant it early on and, mm-hmm, say, hey, these resources are here.
Right.
Don't build those walls. Take advantage of it early. Maybe then we see improvements and the numbers and, you know, first responder suicides go down. And
I think we will.
Alcohol abuse goes down, those, sure, kind of things.
Well, I think we will. And I think the culture's changing too. I mean, sure, you know, we're, especially post COVID, we're really talking about mental health. And so what I and a group of firefighters that help me train is when we do crisis intervention training with the cadets, we talk about it. You've got to, right, take care of yourself from day one. And I think it's also reframing it. It's not it's not looking at somebody that is, they're weak if they want to talk.
Right.
It's really harder to talk about it than it is just to bottle it up and be angry.
Oh, I think you're
so,
right.
I mean,
right.
I think it's braver, yeah, to come forward.
For sure.
So we have another guest in the studio, but he's chilling.
Yeah, he doesn't talk nearly as much as you.
No.
Yeah.
Or take as much vacation time as you do.
That's true. Well,
so,
well,
he sleeps, yeah, all day, so there's, yeah, that. Yeah.
So I'll let you do the introduction of our new family member here.
Sure. So today we've got a Slider with us. He is the department's new therapy dog. His whole
Slider?
Goal, Slider. Yeah.
Where did that name come from?
So you don't get to name them. Okay. Whoever trains the dog names the dog.
Gotcha.
So I have no idea really of where, okay, the origins of
so
that name
can
are.
Can we change his name?
I don't think he would answer to anything else.
Boomer.
Oh,
Sooner.
It could be his perfect nickname.
But then we're like, you know.
He's highly
trigger trained. Warnings for our gentle
He's a highly trained here, animal, so. Joe. You're going, right, to start try to confuse him by giving him,
sorry,
a different,
well,
name.
Well, he will, yeah, go to the alumni group parties. Just throwing,
perfect,
that out there.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we might
need some therapy.
Wow. You know, it's my fault this conversation has derailed.
Sorry.
Because I asked about his name.
Back to
it's my fault. I take responsibility for this. All right. So Slider.
So Slider is a 9-year-old yellow Dudley Labrador. I had to learn that there's different types. So that gives him his distinctive kind of pink nose and white eyelashes. Mm. He's a small little 110-pound beast. And his whole job is to give love, and he shares his fur. That's his job in
that
life.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
In my office right now.
All over
the fur.
That's, yeah, what that is.
Yeah. Okay. Uniform, office, everything. Awesome. You name it.
Okay. So if I'm listening to this podcast and I'm thinking, okay, we have a therapy dog, what do you mean? Like, what do I do with that?
So truly what he does is his job is to give love to people. And so say we're doing a crisis debriefing, or I've got a client in my office that just needs somebody to pet, mm-hmm, then that's what he does. That's what his job does, is he will sit there and let you pet him. And sometimes when you're done petting, he's not done. So,
yeah,
he will still sit there.
Yeah.
And sometimes he'll let you know by slapping one of those big paws up under your lap.
See, look at him. He heard Joe talking trash, right, about him.
I know.
About his name.
I don't know.
He's coming over to tell you what's up.
He is. He doesn't talk a whole lot. Yeah. He's different. He is a therapy dog, so he doesn't do things like tricks. That's not his job. Mm. His job is truly just to give peace and comfort. And there are article upon article written, research articles on pet-assisted therapy and how therapeutic it is.
I don't know.
Yeah, I was petting him. I forgot.
Who doesn't love a dog? Though, especially a super friendly dog,
right,
like that.
You, yeah, know, I could definitely see it. It's, I can't tell you how many you know, tailboards we've been doing at a station afterwards or after some crazy event. And it's just kind of like, blah.
Yeah.
Got a dog in there that'll, you know, that just automatically livens it.
It does.
It's a stress relief. I mean, he came over here and I forgot we were doing a podcast. I was playing with him. So
he walks in the room and he's immediately the star of the show. And it now takes me at least 30 minutes longer to get anywhere or leave anywhere than it did before. Because you have to stop and talk about him and talk to him along the
way.
And
he likes to take naps all day. So he's an old firefighter as it is.
Yes.
There was like a very small window of time. I had a chocolate lab, and he was in the last probably year of his life. And so I just thought it would be fun if I just brought him to work with me, and I took him to several stations. I got permission to do this, and so several times when we were going to a station for whatever reason, and I would just bring him and watching everybody just, I mean, you know, I'd turn around and then everyone's standing around my big old lab.
Sure. Yeah.
So, okay, so he's there in your office. Correct. What if I don't come to your office?
So the goal is one, he goes to CE with me every week too. So he goes anywhere I go to teach or anything like that. But the goal is now that I have him is to start on Fridays, going to every station, making station visits. In my 4 years that I've been here, I've not been to all the stations. So I plan on hitting them kind of in numerical order until I get around the city, and then I'll start again.
Three times around the city?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Because I'll admit something. I just thought of this when you came by a little while ago before the podcast. I was thinking about our resources and I was checking our webpage and everything, and I realized I wasn't even really aware there was a Dr. Graham until they made me go see you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Crazy as that sounds.
Right. Right.
Right.
It's slow. I mean,
I'm like, I'm okay. I'm not, they're like, I'm like, go see a doctor. And, you know, it was extremely helpful and wonderful. But I thought of that a couple of times since we did the stand down for mental health and how important it is to do stuff like this to get the word out, because we do have such a big department and things do slip through the cracks.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
So what we got Slider, what is the goal as far as the therapy dog program? Is it to grow it, to add more dogs? I know Chief is a big fan.
Absolutely.
He spoke at council about it a while back and was excited about it. Mm-hmm. So I assume it's going to have his support.
Absolutely.
What is the goal? Are we going to add more dogs? Are we going to add more handlers?
So not both. Handler,
owners, not, what was the
you
term?
Call them handler.
Handlers. Okay.
Yeah, you call them handlers because they're working dogs.
Right.
So that is the goal, is we'd like to find a dedicated group of, I don't know, say five firefighters who are willing to take on the responsibility and the training. I began this process back in October of 21 and just now have him. So you've got to be dedicated and you've got to take the responsibility if he or she is going to be your responsibility.
That makes sense.
Yeah. But that's the goal. That is the goal.
It's the same as the arson canines.
Correct.
They live with you. They go everywhere. That's your thing. So, yeah.
The way these are trained is they're not trained to do specific tasks like that.
Like Cujo upstairs in arson?
Not like him. I've heard so many good stories.
It's a crazy dog. It's awesome.
Yeah, but he's apparently good at his job. Yeah, really Slider's good at his. He lets people love on him. And he will, he just provides comfort.
Slider's like an old truckie. Mm-hmm. You know, just there to be loved on.
There's like changes in your brain and the chemicals that are produced when animals are around. And his are to bring peace.
Makes a lot of sense. We need to get Woody a dog. Calm him down a little bit.
Yeah.
I have two dogs, too many.
I meant one in here.
Oh, one in here? Yeah. That's, we can just leave him for, he's so, where is he now? Like,
he's
you don't
just
even,
chilling.
Yeah,
chilling.
He's just chilling.
That's what he does. He goes everywhere with me. He's gone to my exercise Pilates class and he lays there.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Nice. Well, we're going to put some info on the webpage, which I should mention is at safdcareers.com/support. If you can't remember that, hopefully there's still a poster with a QR code at your station. Maybe not. I don't know. It's been a while.
They're still up. I'll see them around.
Yeah. But safdcareers.com/support. So, you know, I'll have you send me some info that you want posted on there so people can know.
Take a look on Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's SAFD Slider on
SAFD
Facebook.
Slider.
Slider needs followers.
He does. Yeah.
He's got an empty Facebook page that's just waiting for you to reach out and show him some attention.
Correct.
Check out his recent shenanigans.
Yeah. And I will be posting, and we're going to post, you know, kind of the chronicles of Slider as we go from station to station.
Nice. Yeah, that's really cool. So, you know, look for that. We'll get that info up in case you, you know, you have some questions or you want to know if you can request him for some reason. Certainly. Or, any kind of information like that, safdcareers.com/support. So, we appreciate you coming by.
Absolutely.
Your schedule is crazy. And then, you know, trying to get this guy when he's actually in the office is a whole nother topic. This is why I don't get invited on fishing trips with everybody else.
You don't get invited to lunch anymore.
No, that's true. It's true. Oh, it's true. So here by myself. True. I could use some.
You need a slider.
Some love from Slider. Yeah. That's a whole nother podcast that nobody wants to listen to. Yeah, awesome. We appreciate it. Thank you so much, Dr. Graham and
Joe
Arrington. And if you have any comments or suggestions or there is a topic that you want on the podcast, just send us an email, fire@sanantonio.gov.
This has been the latest production of San Antonio Fire Department Heat. For comments or show suggestions, you can email us at firepio@sanantonio.gov. Thanks for listening.